Chapter 3. Tom walked along the road. He thought about Becky. Suddenly, he heard a shout.
Hello, Tom!
Tom turned and saw Huck Finn, his best friend. Huck didn't have any family. He didn't have a home. He lived alone and didn't go to school.
Oh, Huck, I didn't see you.
What are you thinking about?
I talked to a very beautiful girl.
A girl? Look, I've got something really interesting. I found it in the street.
Wow, a dead cat. What are you going to do with it?
I want to take it to the cemetery and bury it.
Good idea. Let's go tonight. I'll leave the house when my aunt is asleep.
See you then.
At midnight, the boys were in the cemetery.
Huck,
Tom said quietly.
It's dark. I'm scared.
Shh, Tom,
Huck answered.
I can hear noises. Somebody's here.
Perhaps there are ghosts in the cemetery,
Tom said.
Ghosts don't make a noise when they walk,
Huck said.
There are some people here. Be quiet.
The boys hid in the tall grass. They heard people talking.
That's Muff Potter and Injun Joe,
Tom said quietly. Huck and Tom looked at the men.
Dr. Robinson is there too,
Huck said.
Why are they here?
I don't know,
Tom said.
Look, Muff is drunk. Perhaps they're all drunk.
No,
Huck said.
Only Muff is drunk.
Suddenly, the men started to fight. Dr. Robinson hit Muff Potter on the head, and Muff Potter fell to the ground. He didn't move. Injun Joe took Muff's knife and killed Dr. Robinson. Tom and Huck didn't move. They were very scared. After a few minutes, Muff opened his eyes.
You killed Dr. Robinson.
I don't remember anything. What happened?
He hit you. Then you took your knife and you killed him.
That's terrible.
The two men left.
Huck, we can't tell people what we saw. Injun Joe will kill us.
You're right, Tom. This is our secret.